Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing bands, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Ketse, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we'll be featuring two pre-recorded interviews, Orlene Eskew, a.k.a. DJ Osho, who came to SFU last week to present a DJ workshop at the SFU Women's Center, and a Kenyan rapper named Quiss, who started a running group in Vancouver. First, let's get to the music. I want to dedicate this episode to Black History Month, which just passed. Let's start the show with some Vancouver old school Rascals featuring Barrington Levy and Chaos. Here's Top of the World on CJSF.
In New York, they want me, and I'm gonna be there.
The world on, do or die, as the fly down low, lyrical Van Gogh. Stay international with the ill adios, money maker flows, pesos from Mexico, to European ends and yens from Tokyo. I meant for the years that we rock skid row, in a trash bungalow, trying to juggle our flow. But you know how the struggle go, life moves slow, yo, plus it's extra hard when you got no dough. But we strive on, mentality stay strong, dropping bombs on the world from Northwest Saigon, deep in the Babylon, DEFCON 1, watch them run, the heart is wicked and judgment soon come.
They want me, and I'm gonna be there.
I can't feel the warmth of the sun. I'm like Pluto, so I open seven chakras, break the seven seals, bust the dope with poetry rhyme, just like Khalil Gibran. I bring the dawn to Decepticons instead of the dreaded fist with misfit and red wand. I used to read the Psalms and a holy Quran. Now I only read the birds and the trees. Then I'm gone like a breeze on a summer day. Never run away from the judgment day when Armageddon comes. See, if I had 24 hours to live, here's what I do. I make everybody know G.O.D.'s inside of you. And spread love from Kelowna to Kalamazoo. Cause no matter how many you call, the chosen are few.
In Paris they want it, and I'm gonna be there.
My lingo let you all know where I'm from. Conscious of what goes round the world. What tours do we done? But still we sticking to the hip-hop constitution. For elements we taking it, with that we making it. Honeys be shaking it. My vibe relating it to the DJ. DJs round the world. You count done, spin this in your cypher, and you're sure the number one spot in my category. Y'all be my heart, so pump that for me through the inner city so they can bug off the ill hip hop. The Rascal Crew, and you know we just don't stop, so take it to the top and rock the world with the hot onslaught. You can't leave, cause the rhythm and rhyme got your car.
Mother Africa wants me, and we're gonna be there. London City's calling, and I'm gonna be there. West Indies love we, and we're gonna be there. Spreading the vibes all over, Brazil, I hear you calling. Shuddly, diddly, 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 shuddly, shuddly.
Welcome, oh, to the Wham Bam East Van Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hot Squad Tanoia, Squamish, Asahan Okumeok, Oreen Askew, Queensna, Chinwa, DJ Osho. Hello, my name is Oreen Askew, also known as DJ Osho. My ancestral name is Tamalia. I'm Afro Indigenous from the Squamish Nation.
All right, and when did you start DJing?
I started DJing about 14 years ago. Honestly, though, I think I've been a DJ since I was 13. I used to burn CDs for my friends, if anyone knows what those are, with my voice and music on them. But as a business, about 14 years ago.
Amazing. Okay, and you're half Black and half Indigenous. Mm-hmm. Now, can you help us recommend some Black artists?
Oh, definitely. I'm leaning more to like the old school artists, like the Rascals and like Julie Black and Cardinal Official and Choc Lair and Chaos. Like, those are my favorite Black artists in Canada. Maestro Fresh Rest as well.
Maestro. Yo, brothers ain't seen what I've seen. Game, son. Been in this game a long, long, long time. Still striving, though. Yo, 99. It's the Vizine, baby. It's the Vizine. Yo. I'm filled with Israelites, Rastafarians, God bodies, FOI, Sunni Muslims, T.O. to Brooklyn, many nights in Bed-Stuy, blazing trees out in Cali, we're brothers from a frat, sipping Henny, mad friendly, got Toronto's rap title, Jamal recitals, McQuincy Jones in 89, that's my idol, chicks from every nationality, showing hospitality, grabbing me, showing mad love in the club, keep the style, listen, check my rendition, perform for royalty and politicians, even done shows with the greatest MCs of all time, I was the one who used to say, 89 is mine. I seen a lot of valleys, I seen a lot of peaks. I seen the bitter with the sweet, victory and defeat. Sometimes I fell, but a voice kept saying, son, stick to your vision, keep the composition. Seen a lot of shame in the game. Seen a lot of pain with the fame. Seen a lot of highs and lows, but that's just the way life goes. I seen my name written in lights. I seen a lot of things in my life. Seen a lot of highs and lows, but that's just the way life goes.
Yo. I grab the microphone, like a priest does a rosary. Jehovah be shining when clouds are over me. So I recollect, remember Kid Capri. On BLS, played my joint when I heard Protect Your Neck back in 92. But let's go back to 88, Flemington, Don Mills and Eglinton. Making beats with S and Gel and them. Remember when you labels wasn't feeling me? Next year, changed the scenery, gave birth to your energy. Tore with Ice T, your public enemy. Much gave me love, you nigga had to envy me. Couldn't stand to see your brother shine. Player haters always working overtime. I seen a lot of valleys, I seen a lot of peaks. I seen the bitter with the sweet, victory and defeat. Sometimes I fell, but a voice kept saying, son, stick to your vision, keep the composition.
I seen a lot of shame in the game. I seen a lot of pain with the fame. I seen a lot of highs and lows, but that's just the way life goes. I seen my name written in lights. I seen a lot of things in my life. I seen a lot of highs and lows, but that's just the way life goes.
People used to say, Wes, wake up, stop dreaming, you fantasize, the rapping, it won't happen, I paid my dues. Brothers see me sacrifice another song in the key of life. Mr. Mice got the illa track, I did a 360 and seen God staring in the mirror black. I figured that I gotta stay focused. When situations seem hopeless, I'm elevating, breaking the spell of Satan. I want my lyrics written out like Esco to show the rap world how the industry slept. So when I'm gone, the parable will carry on. Young cats can sit back, puff, charm, cool out, and sing along. I seen a lot of valleys, I seen a lot of peaks, I seen the bitter with the sweet, victory and defeat. Sometimes I fell, but a voice kept saying, son, stick to your vision, stick to your vision. I seen a lot of valley, I seen a lot of peaks, I seen the bitter with the sweet, victory and defeat. Sometimes I fell, but a voice kept saying, son, stick to your vision. Seen a lot of shame in the game, seen a lot of pain with the fame, seen a lot of highs and lows, but that's just the way life goes. See my name written in lights, seen a lot of things in my life.
But indigenous artists, I definitely like Tia Wood. Her sister Fauna Wood is incredible as well. She's in the group, the power group, Northern Cree.
Hi, oh, hi.
Stripping down my layers, take me as I am. party used to sage my soul. Could have took it farther, missed my mama and my father. That'll take me home.
And Snodgrass Rez Kids, for sure. DJ Shub, The Hallucination, Boogie the Beat. Like, I love those indigenous artists as
Fantastic. And then you said that you are two-spirited. Maybe you could explain to some people, what does that mean?
So when people ask me what the meaning is of two-spirited, it's very interesting because I've always said, you know, it's a masculine, a feminine spirit. But I really appreciate the young people from my nation, the Squamish Nation, that tell me, you know what, Auntie, that's not it. That's, you know, it's a textbook definition, but there's so much more to being two-spirited and indigiqueer, and I appreciate them teaching me that, because it's so open and it's changing. And it's a term that started in the 90s, I believe, in the Prairie provinces, so it's forever changing. So that would be my definition of it. So that's what I answer when people ask me that. That's my definition of it, but it's not the textbook, like, this is what it is and this is, like, there's no difference. So
right. And then how about queer artists?
Queer artists,
yes. Any recommendations there?
Oh my goodness, I'm trying to think now. Like Nimkish and Edzu, I know they're great, they're indigenous.
Everything is out there. If you really want to know the truth, all you have to do is...
We can find them if we want to.
Everything is out there. If you really want to know the truth.
But why does the Indian Act not have power over us, though? What do you mean by that when you said that?
Because it was never given the authority to have power over us. It just made them believe that it has the power.
Bare my teeth, cut my braids. Bennett Benny's bringing me low. Bringing me low.
More interested in self-gain.
Thank you.
beautiful beaded necklace here. Like, did somebody create that? Did somebody make that? I know it's your logo.
Yes, Ashley Lavore actually made it for me. And it's funny because she said it's probably the hardest one she's ever done. And I asked for another one and she said, no, this is it. So it's my logo that Kitoy Joseph, actually from the Squamish Nation, designed, but then she beaded it. And I love it. I wear it every day and I want like 10 of them. So I'm trying to get beaders to duplicate it. It's been difficult, but I love it.
Where can people follow you?
Yeah, you can follow me. I'm on all the social media sites, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. You can also go to my website. It's www.djoshow.com.
This is going out to the people in our territory, Squamish Nation, especially the Chmulchistan Reserve, Capilano. That's where I reside. So here we go. Which team am I about or considered a member? Like blood quantum? Blood quantum? What is that? My mama lost her status, then they gave it right back. 1/4, 5 nickels, how to represent that? 555 according to the Indian Act. I'll give you this card so you can keep in touch. Scam me like a barcode, OSHA very much. Mama forced a school where the priests ate great. Turkey with stuff and rich food on their plate. Students ate fast food, it was actually scraps. Stuff you wouldn't feed to your dogs or your cats. Still under his eye, the colonial one. Generational scars will never be undone. My people have been exploited for years. Turn off the camera, we shed too many tears. Status and clarity, that's right, life hasn't been fair to me. I wouldn't trade it for the world, I'm all about this. What side are you on? What do you think? Educate yourself. Google the lake. Links to fake news. Boss with nothing to lose. Painted criminals try to walk in our shoes. You say we're troublemakers, cutting supplies. But who will you turn to when the rivers run dry? Protesters? More like land defenders. It's like returning mail back to sender. Be careful what you say. Oh, be careful what you do. The hate is so real when they're describing you. Eyeing you, eyeing you. Status and clarity, that's right, life hasn't been fair to me. I wouldn't trade it for the world, I'm all about this. Status and clarity. Status and clarity, that's right, life hasn't been fair to me. I wouldn't trade it for the world, I'm all about this. Love mountains and trees, what you think we're defending? Canada exploits beauty, yet racism is trending. Feels like the world is ending. Feels like the world is ending. Where you were standing, the land is unceded. We've never surrendered, we've never been defeated. Reconciliation has a price on its head. Felt good for a minute, but guess what? It's dead. I wanted this job and this is what I got. Tongue tied with a muzzle, put on the spot. Think you can buy us off all dollars, no cents. Put money in our pockets, then ask us for a rent. So where your house is? Ours. Where your mom lives? Ours. Where your son plays? Ours. 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 Status and clarity. That's right, life hasn't been fair to me. I wouldn't trade it for the world, I'm all about this. Status and clarity. Status and clarity.
We're here at the SFU Women's Center. You just finished an event here. How did it go?
Oh, it was great. I did a workshop here at SFU, and it's been a while since I've been here, and it's great. I think people are intimidated a lot of the times because they haven't touched a controller or DJ setup or anything, but I think it's better because I want to teach them like down from the basics. And I think some lights went on in their brains to show them exactly what's happening, like when we're behind the decks what's going on. So I think they left pretty happy. So
I think so too, because they were all girls here. And that is so amazing that you're inspiring them to DJ. Mm-hmm. What else was I going to ask you? The politician thing. Yes, that is so amazing that you're like...
The politician thing.
Yeah, exactly. So maybe explain to people, how did you get into that?
Yeah, I'm a DJ and a politician, and people kind of step back when they hear that. And I was on Squamish Christian Council from 2017 to 2021. So that kind of started my political career. But it's funny, I ran for another term and I didn't get in, to be completely honest. So it was kind of a hit to the ego. And I said, you know, I was done with politics. But then the Assembly of First Nations wheeled me in and said, you know, we're starting a new 2S plus council. Do you want to be on it and represent British Columbia? So I was appointed, and then I just got reelected a few months ago. So